What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. We have a lot to talk about today. The Donald Trump impeachment saga continues, along with, are the Democrats actually trying to take down Joe Biden in this attempt? We talk about it, along with other things like, is Google trying to change what men actually are capable of doing? It's going to be a really good show, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
What's going on, America? And welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America
podcast.
So you think you guys know me so well. You got it on the timing.
Podcast.
It's Monday. It's the Monday podcast. So I got in trouble last week by people. Last week's podcast, I stated that if we don't do our jobs, Trump's 2020 victory might not be as secure as people think. And you would have thought that I had become a Democrat. Buddy, people were not. Graham.
Yeah.
Did the socialists get a hold of you? How dare you say that Trump, that we actually have to do our jobs for Donald Trump to get elected again? Yeah, that's what I said, and I stand by it. And I especially love that women wrote me, and they were like, I'll just have you know that I'm a single childless woman.
I thought that's where you were going, because I had a lot of females write me
and
say,
I support Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this show, odds are
it's not you.
It's not you.
I'm not talking about you because you're listening to this show. I'm talking about the other 48% of women that did not vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, wait. All my women who wrote, though, were really, really sweet. They weren't like mad at you. They were just like, I want you to know I'm one of the ones who is voting
for
Trump.
And God bless you for it. I'm not saying that. Ladies, and dudes, you got to understand that what I'm talking about on this show is not just pandering to the base, right? We got to talk about the hard facts. We're 18 months out from either Donald Trump winning again or somebody else winning. You got to talk about where we're losing, not where we're winning.
Right.
And if I am a traitor because I say, look, I want Donald Trump to win, this is what we need to do to let him win, and you freak out about it, you're just proving my point that you're too comfortable and you think Donald Trump's going
to
win.
Well, two things on that. It's never good to be a cheerleader. You know, everything Trump does is good.
Amazing.
Do not ever criticize him. That's bad. And also, there are black Trump supporters.
Yeah.
But it's not fair to say most black people are Trump supporters.
No.
They would know.
The direct opposite.
People like David Harris, Brandon Tatum, they know that the majority don't. So if you say, you know, we need the black vote in 2020, they would agree with
you. When I said on the last podcast that we need to go after black mothers. Black mothers need to vote for Donald Trump.
Soundbite.
I didn't just pull that out by myself. That's from other black conservatives that told me this information.
Right.
I don't know. I don't hang out in black neighborhoods because I'm not from there. This is from the source. Hey, this is where Donald Trump is losing. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And people getting all butthurt about it. You're just proving my point.
Right. You should know, like, you can get butthurt about it, but you should know that it's still the truth.
Yeah.
It's like just because you're an exception to the rule
doesn't
mean.
All I'm saying is, no, the socialists didn't get to me. No, I'm not changing. I'm on the Trump train just like everybody. I actually want him to win. What are you doing to try to bring attention to where we're not winning? Anyway, I digress. And then last week I got in trouble because I wasn't as energetic as usual.
Yeah.
Who'd you get
I got
in trouble
a few
with?
Of those.
I did too. I actually said that.
Didn't feel
That's
well.
Actually my criticism.
I didn't feel well. I have been fighting bronchitis for the past 10 days or so. You're welcome, America. I didn't realize that I wasn't allowed to have a bad day.
We actually all have sinus infections.
Yeah.
I have one. Graham has one. Jeez. Our son has one. Pretty sure Grace
Let
has
me
one
go
now.
To your jobs, holier than thou's, and I'm sure that you're just the tip-top, most energetic person always at your job.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, love you guys. Come on. We're all people here. All right, so let's move on. Ooh, I have yet another Graham's Flight Chronicle story.
Awesome.
Yeah. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, you know that every couple episodes I have just traveled from somewhere and I hate flying. And I think that the good Lord likes to play pranks on me because he knows that I hate flying. And every flight I take is yet another opportunity for me to get closer to him because I'm I am praying the whole time. Oh, Lord, this is the one I'm going down. So anyway, people that tell me all the time, man, I had a great flight. It was super smooth. We didn't hit one bump. I slept the whole time. I want to punch you in the face because I have never not had a flight where something bad has not happened. So this particular time, okay, the flight to Arizona wasn't terrible. However, when we're landing, you know, in the west side of America with all the canyons and the hills and stuff, wind gusts are real bad. So that's like what you deal with there. So when you go to land in those areas, it'll start like swaying side to side while he's trying to get a hold of it, right? Yeah. Again, you'd think we've been flying for like, what, 100 years now since Orville and Wilbur? Right, the Wright brothers. Y'all right. Looking at me like I'm crazy.
I didn't know where he's going.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's their name.
Yes, the Wright brothers. Yes.
All right. Anyway, you'd think we'd figure out how to, you know, level it out a little better, but I digress. That one was all right. Coming back, on the other hand. Mm-hmm. All right. So I understand that there's elevations and stuff that planes have to fly, right? Like that's how they keep planes from running into each other, I guess, right? But when they say we've got 10 miles of visual. What that means is that it's pretty clear skies and you can see about 10 miles out, right? Or something like that. If you can see that far out, can you not see the gigantic storm cloud that you're flying straight into? Mm-hmm. And I understand we've got elevations, but can't you like call somebody and say, hey, tower, we're at 29,000 feet, but there's a big old storm cloud in front of us. I think I'm going to raise this up about 5,000 feet. We're just going to fly right over this thing. No, they don't do that. They just, if you're driving a car and you see a wall, what do? You like drive around the wall, you stop, you know, all this other stuff. Planes see the wall and they just fly right through the wall.
Ain't nobody got time for
just
that.
Just hang on. We'll be through it in about 30, 45 seconds and it's all going
to
be
you
okay.
Need? You need a pilot to like explain why they do what they
do. I have one. He does like flight simulators and everything.
Perfect.
It'd make it worse.
He was telling me how safe it was.
I also know how long it normally takes to, because you take off, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get the first ding at 10,000 feet.
Right.
And then that's when the flight attendant comes up and says, welcome to blah, 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 blah. The internet's working now and all this stuff. And then once you get to your cruising altitude, that's when the pilot comes on. He's like, what's going on, everybody? We've reached in our cruising altitude. That's what I'd say.
Dear airplane.
What's going on? American Airlines, da, 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 da. Anyway, point is, it took like 37 minutes before that. And so I'm starting to panic. I'm like, why the crap is the pilot not talking to us?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Anyway, I'm just saying.
I hate it when they say, we're going to keep the seatbelt light on.
Why is the seatbelt light on?
Me and Graham were sitting out on our front porch or back porch that looks over the lake, and it's right where all the airplanes come in and out of, you know, so we see them all. And I swear, I told girls, like, something's not right. We saw one airplane that shot, like, past another airplane, like, shot straight up.
Yeah, why was the other airplane going so slow?
Why is he going so high so quickly?
That's the other thing. Okay. So you know how a couple episodes ago I talk about the jet stream, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So for those of you who didn't listen, I'm not going to repeat it, but go back. There was a jet stream episode about hitting a jet stream. Anyway, we are 33,000 feet in the air, okay? 33,000 feet. How many possible airplanes are up at 33,000 feet at the same time in the general vicinity, okay? I look out my window. And I see another plane coming right next to us the opposite direction. I'm talking, I can see the pilot in the cockpit kind of stuff. This thing's so freaking close to us. And what I also didn't realize is that planes leave like this trail of like exhaust and all this stuff. I mean, I guess I should have realized that, but I didn't know because you never see the back of your plane.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's terrifying. You're 33,000 miles or 33,000 feet in the air, and you look out the freaking window, and there's another plane It's like a two-lane highway. That's how close they are to each other. Hmm. No freaking wonder it's bumpy all the time. I can't, man. I can't do it. It's ridiculous. I don't get it.
I was looking at RVs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday. I hate flying so much
that I am considering buying an RV for me and my family just to travel anywhere. All right.
That
completely random story. Sorry.
That's good.
Hey, you get mad at me for no energy, you get the energy today.
That's
all
good.
Right. So
hey,
real quick, we got a lot of things to talk about. But before we do, let's get into our sponsor. All of us at the Dear America podcast believe in the Constitution and respect the Second Amendment. There are a lot of holster brands to choose from. Some are good, some not so good. But what does your holster say about you? Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made right here in America. Their designs are updated monthly in-house, which means they do not use third-party molds. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter of their guns to ensure the perfect fit. Their unique and intuitive clip designs allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee, but that's not all. Enter the offer code Graham and receive an additional $10 off your order. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. All right, so let's jump into this here. Robert De Niro is in the headlines again, not for acting. Because those days are over, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, it really sucks when it used to be, hey, you know Robert De Niro, like the really world-class actor. Now it's, hey, you know Robert De Niro, the creepy kind of grandpa that cusses at Trump and flips birds at kids, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he was on CNN, and this is what he said.
This guy should not be president, period.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you. Okay, well, you know.
Okay. So, yeah,
wow.
we beep that. First of all, I just want to point out he's talking about me in that because I'm one of the ones that went after Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the skit that I don't think you were with us yet. We did this skit.
Yeah,
you remember, where I was like, pew, 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 like waiting for like things for Robert De Niro.
I wasn't there yet, but I saw.
Yeah, yeah. So I love it when they like, you know, subliminally talk about us in the thing. Anyway. So this is coming along a trend I want to talk about really quick. I'm not shocked that Robert De Niro said this. Everybody knows he hates Trump. Everybody knows that he's liberal.
But why do you have to use such a foul mouth to describe
it? It's following the Beto train.
Yeah, it's
so
cool.
Beto O'Rourke is changing what's allowed to be said on cable. All right. Beto's been dropping F-bombs left and right. Robert De Niro's now dropping it left and right.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I just put that together. That's on, what, ABC?
That was on CNN.
CNN.
Oh, they didn't beep it?
No.
I'm sorry. Wow, okay, I just put that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have beeped Beto a little while ago either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because there's only like a 3-second delay.
Right. And they would say like, well, they're passionate and they're angry, you know?
My 8-year-old's going to understand that when the news is playing?
Again, watch what I tell you. You heard it here first on the Dear America podcast. I think it's only a matter of time that they're just going to start allowing it all. Just like they do on HBO and all that other kind of stuff. Now, it's only a matter of time before nobody's going to care anymore. And you just say whatever you want to say and blah, 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 blah.
I think the FCC should have less regulation for sure.
Well,
I think bleeping out, that's part of a free speech
argument.
But
the reason that they do it is appropriateness of age, right?
Sure.
That's why it's there. It's because cable TV is accessible to everyone, right?
Where's parental responsibility?
Parental responsibility, but how can you do parental responsibility when you want your children to listen to something that's actually happening in the world?
Or like the debates?
But you don't know what they're going to say now. That's the purpose of the SEC right there.
Well, and what happened to respect, too? Why do you have to use such a foul
mouth it used
to just say, I don't like Donald Trump?
It used to be going on the news was like this big deal. Like, hey, you're on your best behavior. You're going on the news, you know, kind of thing. That's all I'm saying is the reason that is there. I agree with you for like TV shows and things like that. Hey, at the end of the day, you probably shouldn't be letting your kids do it. But things like the news or sporting events and things
kids,
like that.
Like kids that are that young really shouldn't be watching the news anyways, right?
But like even like if you want to, wait.
Hold on.
But even if you want to watch like the debates or something, if you don't know what they're going to say.
I just don't think kids under 15 should be watching political debates.
Disagree there.
I don't know, man. I mean, at what then what's the appropriate age then?
16.
So
it's
a year,
everything under that. It's like live your child life. Like don't
but
grow up until you have to.
But some kids are very interested in that, right?
Okay. Sure. And if they are, they're probably mature enough to handle a cuss word.
But on that definition, though, okay, then you open up the door for the inaugural address. So you don't think kids should watch the inaugural address?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if the next president gets up there and goes, like, "F yeah, we're gonna do this thing." You know what I mean?
The like, people elected him.
Oh my god.
I mean, kids, you know.
You really don't think Donald Trump cusses like a sailor behind closed doors?
What's the age at where cussing like should be withheld from kids? 13?
Yeah, well, that's subjective, right?
Well,
right. So you've got to regulate it.
Right. I agree. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand if it's on live TV, why don't they just beep it like they used to?
Yeah, you're not limiting free speech.
Just beep it.
It's not your right as a person to be allowed on network television.
Right.
That's not your right. So
I was listening to South Park secretly at 7 years old.
Well,
my parents didn't know. And guess what? I knew that I couldn't cuss.
Out.
I knew that I couldn't cuss or I'd get my butt whipped.
All right.
You know?
Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think. We are obviously divided on that. All right. Let's jump into some funny things really quick. Before we talk about this impeachment stuff, I know you guys are wanting to know about that. And we'll dive into that a little bit more. But let's do some funny things. So, okay. This is just a personal pet peeve. Hashtag Dear America. Let me know what you think. I'm sure I'm going to make some of you mad. Dog costumes are the best part of Halloween.
Dog.
No, they're not.
Dressing your dog up.
Listen.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Why? Why? It's a dog.
It's
a dog.
You know what I think?
You are spending $30 on a costume.
I don't think your dog likes it.
No, the dogs don't like it.
I'm just throwing that out there.
No wiener dog really wants to look like
a hot dog
walking down the street. No.
My daughter just dressed up a frog as a princess.
Look, man,
once.
I'm not talking bad about
she
you.
She did a
okay?
good job, too.
All right, maybe it's like a legitimate condition that you're having to, you know, recover from.
Mm.
But if you're one of those people that consider your dog a person, no, they're
careful.
Not.
I think
careful.
If it's super.
They're not.
My dog is amazing.
No, but you don't have a Facebook page for your dog, of which other
you
people
very,
with dog Facebook
hey,
pages comment hey. And say, "Oh, Lucky, where did you get your chew toy
hey.
From?" And then Lucky goes on there and says, "Target for $5.99,
I
two
love
for
my chew
yeah,
toy.
One for two or two for
hey,
one."
Hey, they may be making money off their
no,
dog page.
What that is, it's a sad person
that
is commenting
true.
As the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You are being very aggressive and critical to people.
No,
she
I'm not.
Knows.
I'm saying that
they can have
that's
a Facebook page
normal.
For their dog. It might be.
Halloween.
I'm not
Halloween.
Saying
what
that we
normal.
Can't be friends. Hashtag Dear America. Is it creepy?
We don't
I
do
think
it.
It's creepy.
I don't think it's creepy.
I mean, I guess
think
if you're
cute.
Going for creepy on Halloween,
I
guess you win.
I don't think the
win.
Dog likes
yeah.
it.
I think every day dressing your dog up is insanity.
Yeah.
I think maybe
we
if it's
to,
minimal
to, hey,
on Halloween.
We used to do our weenie dog for Christmas and look cute antlers
and
take a picture. Okay, I have real news since Graham's taking over.
All right, go.
This it's is, rough for him.
It's I got it. I caught your pun. That was punny. Anyway,
thank you.
All right, ready? The
My
most
God.
Popular Halloween candy in every state. I'm only going to do the states I've lived
oh,
in.
Oh, get that Tootsie Roll.
No, actually. Okay, so Texas is M&M's, but y'all wait for it. Wait for what Mississippi is.
Oh, God.
Any guesses on what Mississippi's
it's probably
favorite
stupid
candy?
Candy?
It is.
It better not
actually,
be
I like
the
it,
little triangle.
The little
horn.
Corn?
No, it's
corn.
Not. I don't think anybody's is that, actually.
Good.
Mississippi is Milk Duds.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah?
really?
Yeah.
I don't get that
I'm
one.
I'm not a Milk Dud fan.
Yeah.
I like Oregon. Oregon is Reese's.
I'm a sour
But you can
guy.
Go on and see, actually, what the favorite candy is in your state, just so you know.
Nifty.
It is nifty.
Nifty.
Do you want me to keep going? All right.
Oh, okay.
So this one, a viewer sent to me. I love that y'all are sending me the crazy stuff. And so this one is just wrap your mind around this. Are you ready? All right. This is an exclusive. Quote, "She tried to kill us." An Indiana mother who adopted 6-year-old Ukrainian girl with dwarfism has been charged with abandonment, but claims her daughter was found to be a 22-year-old sociopath masquerading as a child.
Wow.
How do you end
it's
up?
It's like that movie. What? There's a movie where they did that.
That's what I thought, too. And like, you can go on the and like, orphan see or something. The picture, but how creepy Yikes. Is that? And who did not do their background homework?
No kidding.
On if this is a 22-year-old sociopath that All is right. now living in the States.
So let's talk about sociopaths for a minute. Mark okay. Hamill, Luke Skywalker. Him, did I steal yours? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Luke Skywalker himself. So Ivanka Trump posts a family photo, and it says, "The force is strong in my family." And it's basically her and her husband. They're dressed normal, but then their kids are dressed up like a stormtrooper and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you can, you see it?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
That is
well,
cute.
Then Mark Hamill goes and says, "You misspell fraud, go force yourself."
Yeah. What does that mean?
Go F yourself.
Oh.
To the child.
To the child, right? Because the child is the one in the suit here.
He may not have meant it to the child. He may have just been saying
yeah,
it
but,
to the people.
He meant it to the whole family.
Either way, it's weird, though.
That
like,
weird.
Come on.
Why
well,
would you do that
child's like five.
This is the way I see it. Like, when it comes to like protesting things, like I'm not shopping there anymore. I get it. But for like Star Wars, that's easy. Like yeah. I'm just not going to show my kids Star Wars.
It's just
now.
Crazy, crazy stars. So speaking of.
Why would you ruin a legacy like
yeah, that?
That
is.
Crazy stars. John Bon Jovi declares that Cory Booker is the right leader to lead America.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
that would be interesting.
I made some jokes. Cory Booker's new campaign slogans, living on a prayer, mm-hmm. shot through the heart,
shot
down
heart.
In a blaze of glory.
Living on prayer was the best one. Yeah. That was your best
Living
tweet.
On a prayer. Hashtag Dear America, let us
but
know some
he,
other things.
But is he halfway there?
Nah, no, he's not even remotely close. Okay, let's talk about culture for a minute.
I got one, too.
All right. This is a college campus. Go figure. All right, college professor
in Florida,
or excuse me, it says the academic gives examples to attempt to prove his point. Tom Brady has seen a rise in popularity because of white rage and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did y'all see? I'm sorry, you said white supremacy. I saw the okay is like not allowed in what like they're banning
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a white power symbol now.
Okay.
Anyway, so the only reason that Tom Brady has seen a rise in popularity. It's because he's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Not the fact that he's won more Super Bowls than most people
and
have ever even
popular.
Appeared in.
He's one of the only white quarterbacks. So.
Well, there you go.
And people know who Tom Brady is. He don't even watch football, so he's just a popular guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can we go back as to why okay is not okay?
Nobody knows.
W-P.
But it's okay, like thumbs up. Good
not
job, kid.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because people are stupid, babe.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, do you see? See? Okay. Ooh, this is a good one for debate and discussion here. Okay. All right. Kanye West.
Oh, my.
You know that his newest album is a gospel album. The
it's
musician's latest
good.
Album is Jesus is King. That's the name of the new album.
Nice. Is Justin Bieber, like, in it with him?
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
All right. Kanye West
good.
Urges youngsters to put down the gram and claims L.A. is run by Satan.
Oh, well, I agree with put down the gram.
Well,
there you go.
Well, there we go. I've always said that, you know, okay, all right, if we're being completely honest here, Kanye West got some problems, man. I mean, he's got some mental stuff going on. I think he's like truly like bipolar, right? Am I wrong about that? Isn't he diagnosed bipolar? Yeah. So he had an interview where he was actually open about it, and he said he's got bipolar disorder. Now, this is not hating on that at all. I mean, I'm not. What I'm saying is he has a tendency to go from one extreme to the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he truly has found the Lord, that's awesome. I think that's amazing. I hope that's what this is. And it's not, you know, a struggle. What's the correct term? An episode? What's the correct terminology for that?
I don't know if that has anything to do with his bipolar. He can be.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you should go on a mental case
about,
with him.
About saying, I think he said Hollywood is run by Satan.
L.A.
Oh, L.A. in general?
Yeah.
Well, I think with Hollywood specifically, if you just look at things are good as godly, things that are bad as satanic or whatever, like evil is synonymous with the devil, right?
And he's singing, so, or is he rapping? What does he do? But,
I don't know. But
I'm just saying, I can see, yeah, how he would correlate. Like,
but if you look at Hollywood, though, and you see Harvey Weinstein, and you see this Epstein thing with sex rings and all that, there kind of is some evil in in L.A.
Just
like everywhere. But
I kind of want to listen to his album now. I want to hear.
It's not out yet.
When does it come out? We know.
I have no idea.
Okay. I think saying something like that, though, is guaranteed to get some backlash, though.
Oh, for sure. Probably. But he's used to backlash at this point, right? I mean, he can't.
All right. Go, Alyssa. I know you got
some. Did you want to? We haven't let Jake speak any. Jake. You stole Jake's.
Okay.
I'm going to be nice. It was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I beat Graham to it.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
No, it was on Saturday.
I told him before we got here.
I told him on Saturday.
I was spoiled Friday. By my wife over the weekend.
Whitney did amazing. Oh, yeah. He married up.
Alyssa is in some serious competition for my birthday this year.
I am. No, yeah. You don't like that.
Yeah, because
stuff, so
Jake
happen.
Had like a 3-day bender for his birthday.
Well, so, you're not getting that.
So speaking of that,
if you're a 3-day bender,
if my 3-day bender, yeah, the bar is set pretty high, right, for her birthday.
Yeah.
News story on Fox: man declares love for wife on 8 local billboards. Amy, I love you more. An Oklahoma woman doesn't need to go looking for a sign that her marriage is strong, as her husband has declared his devotion for all the world to see.
Mm.
8 local billboards,
and it says, "Amy, I love you more."
Amy, I love you more! Exclamation point.
I mean,
wow.
If she's into that, good for him for spending a lot of money
I think there comes a point where I think there comes
green.
A point where that's insecurities, right? Like,
Graham, you don't know that. That actually could be really
can I,
sweet.
Can I finish?
You're so judgmental.
Real time? No, I'm not. I am bringing discussion to the table. Okay. Hashtag Dear America, since Alyssa's getting on to me. What do you think? I think in the beginning, yes, I think that's completely good. Big, like, moments, like 10-year, 20-year, you know, those type
that's
of things.
You, though.
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe he's every
is it
day.
Me? Okay, so it's healthy 8 years into a marriage for people to have to text what they're doing all the time, 24/7. Why didn't you text me back? Why didn't you do this kind of stuff?
That's not healthy in the beginning, Graham.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, some people would view that as a little creepy. Mm-hmm. You know?
But maybe it was his anniversary. Did it give any context?
It just said, I love you more. I'm just claiming, ladies, all right, if you're driving down the road and you see 8 billboards with your face and name on it that says, I love you more, exclamation point, are you overwhelmed with romantic feelings, or are you going to the court for a restraining order? That's all I want to know.
Oh, my
gosh. That's it.
All I'm saying is don't set the bar too high, because then it's, you know, your birthday
comes
around.
It's all downhill from there.
That's true. You got to be careful about that. It's very true.
Set it high, not too high.
Not too high. I want to talk about this. Is it Carson King?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's talk about this really quick. Because I saw that he has now raised. So the backstory is he was what? Y'all help me out.
So he made a sign that said, like, fund my GoFundMe page and buy me Bush beer. Right?
Yeah.
And then he got hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's right, covering the cost of Bush Light.
Mm-hmm.
He was donating. He would buy his beer and then donate the rest to University of Iowa Stead
Children's
Hospital.
Yeah.
Well, he hit $2 million. Which is awesome. So we can donate all that. But he has gotten so much backlash for comments that he said when he was like before 16, I think, or maybe around 16. When he was a stupid kid.
Yeah.
Like 2 jokes that they said were racial and they weren't good jokes. But he's an adult now. He went on and had to apologize about it because people have dug into his past so deep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can we not just be appreciative that this guy who could keep this beer money for himself that has raised $2 million, literally bought a case and is now donating all of that. But we have to be, as a culture, just so that we're going to dig into his past and be like, nope, you're a terrible person.
People are dumb. People are stupid.
I stand by my previous statement. Very judgmental and harsh.
Yeah.
I think we live in a world where no one wants anyone to be a good person anymore. So everybody's got to look for the bad in people.
Yeah.
So ironically, on my trip to Houston the other day, I listened to Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a lot different than I anticipated it to be. You know, I kind of figured it'd just be joking around the whole time. It was the exact opposite. And Kevin Hart goes on to say, you know, that the biggest issue he has with social media these days is that we live for the negative, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and what you just said goes along with that. So what the story should be is that person raises money for beer, raises more than he ever thought and decides to give it to charity. That's what it should be.
Feel good story.
But what it is it's, you know, misogynist racist
right.
gets $2 million. You know, I mean, that's what yeah. happens from tweets from childhood.
It's like white kind of guys stuff. Are not nice. Like, let me look in his history. He had to
but
be
that's
a racist
the thing.
At
if
some
you pulled
point.
History from any of us, we all have past. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us have
well,
past we're
all
not greatly
have
proud
done
of.
Some, yeah, yeah. If you...
Where is the grace?
You either are the type of person you believe that people can change for the better, or you mm-hmm. believe that people never change. I mean, there is no in-between. You're
but
one of the two.
Again, where is the feel-good story of, even if that had to be the case, someone had to pull it up. But hey, look at him now. Wow,
yeah,
how awesome is he?
Donating all that money.
When he could have kept it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just frustrated me a lot. So I'm like, wow, really?
Outrage
people?
Culture.
Oh, I agree.
Speaking of outrage culture, yeah. The Antifa protests at the Dave Rubin event.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video, I'll pull it up for you real quick, but they're blocking this 90-year-old woman in a walker, calling her a Nazi.
Why?
Because she's white and she's trying to walk across the street and they have the street blocked off. Her husband is trying to, you know, just walk her across the crosswalk to the other side of the street. And they're like, no, we're protesting on this street right
oh
now.
My.
Stepping in front of her walker and everything. How mentally off the charts do you have to be to think you're the good guy in that situation?
I don't know. But that goes back to even what we were saying about even, I'm sorry, but even language on, that still floored me. On, like, where is the respect? This is a 90-year-old woman, people.
Yeah.
Move. Where is the respect? We've
we don't have
lost
that anymore.
It.
Right, because they'll feel like they are... Like, the cause that they're representing...
Is
they're
more
like,
important.
I can't back down on the cause.
You know
than
what,
helping a 9-year-old woman across the street.
You know what I think? I think the differences are these days is we have the right of free speech and we have the right to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, which wasn't that far ago, 20...
That far ago?
That long ago. I'm going with that far ago. Wasn't that far ago. Sounds like Fargo.
It does. Yeah. That's what I was Fargo. Thinking. Go ahead.
Anyway, back to my philosophical point. Jeez. All right. See, now I've lost it.
It wasn't
not that,
that
long
ago.
Free speech.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago, about 20, 25 years ago. Really wasn't that long, where you understood that, you know, you had to earn your right to be able to just say whatever you want to say whenever
right.
you want to say it, right? And we learned that our elders, that's something to be respected, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
those people have been around. They know more than you do, just
right.
simply for wisdom purposes of being here longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you just understood that. Period. You may be a genius. I'm not saying that you're not intelligent, but there is a difference between smart and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you just learned. When I was a kid, I knew that I had just as many rights as everybody else, but I also knew that unless adults were talking to me, I wasn't allowed to talk. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yep.
you just don't walk up and address an adult while they're talking
well,
to another adult. You know,
that's
just this just learning of the hierarchy of the world. I mean, that there is a lot of principle behind that. I mean, there is a hierarchy in the world. I mean, there just is.
Well,
yeah.
I think also the concept of, like, protecting, taking care of
yeah.
our elderly, our children, like, those used to be things elderly. Why? Because they're elder.
Yeah.
They cannot a lot of times protect or help themselves significantly older
mm-hmm.
now. Some can now.
Yeah.
And then babies, children. And it's just like there's no
and, well, they were like 10 people standing around filming
yeah.
on their phones.
But,
yeah.
But look at even like the most visual level. Look at the way that people reporters address the president today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 20 years ago it would have been Mr. President, do you think that it might be perceived by some people that if you say something like this, they might think this.
Mm.
That's how they used to would have asked the question. Now it's, Mr. President, are you remorseful for your bigoted and hatred comments that you do on a daily basis? You,
right.
you see the difference?
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
but
a,
I have to
it,
say,
it, it, it's,
I think
you
it's,
remove the respect.
I think it's still cultural to that because I feel like that's what people want to see. So, like, they get pressured. Not that they should, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's this huge, like, we've always talked about this cultural war
yeah.
where it's just lost. So,
yeah.
okay, now I need to be more aggressive because that's what the viewers want. And
right.
It's just
yeah.
I was saying
sad.
It's bad to be a cheerleader on either side. So, that's why this whole impeachment thing, Is it going to backfire on the Democrats? No, they got cheerleaders too.
I'll tell you what it is going to do. It's still... going to divide us more.
Well, yeah. let's talk impeachment. But before we do, let's get into a sponsor. When emergencies strike, what's your first impulse? If your answer is run to the grocery store with thousands of others, you'll likely find chaos and nothing but empty shelves. How do you avoid this? The answer is simple. You use today to prepare. It's time to make a plan. I have, starting with an emergency food storage supply, and I trust and use My Patriot Supply. They lead the preparedness industry with guaranteed two-day delivery. Disasters won't wait, so why should you? This is the final week to act and save $100 on a four-week emergency food kit when you go to this special website, preparewithgraham.com. My Patriot Supply food kits last up to 25 years in storage and average over 2,000 calories per day. Order a few today and receive guaranteed two-day delivery. That includes free shipping discreetly to your door. It's better to prepare and not need than need and not have. Be ready for disasters and what's coming and save $100. Go to preparewithgraham.com, preparewithgraham.com. All right, so let's talk impeachment a little bit. It's been a couple days now, and I still see blatant lies from the left, Pelosi and all these other people. The biggest lie, the absolute biggest lie, is the omitting of about 550-some-odd words between the transcript. President Trump says to the Ukraine president, what's his name?
I don't know. Yeah, it's relevant.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. It's Ukraine. Anyway, point is, he says to him, I need you to do me a favor, or something like that. And then CNN and Pelosi and all these people jump right to look into Biden for me.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. There's a whole 500-plus word gap before Biden's even brought up.
Right, it's dishonest.
Yeah, it's dishonest. What he was asking for a favor for was vote tampering and things like that, right? That's what he was curious about. He was like, hey, you know, I need your help to make sure that there isn't something meddling in our elections, right?
Right, 2016.
Yeah, the 2016 election.
It was Zelensky, by the way.
Zelensky, that's it. That's it. I was close. I started the thing. Anyway, so... to me, that's the biggest thing out of this is the blatant, like, it's no different than editing a 5-minute video into a minute and a half and making it say what you want it to say.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And that's what I don't understand. Like, people wrote me multiple messages because I said something like, you can't impeach a president for this. And they're like, but you can impeach a president for withholding funds from a country to, you know, help him in a political election. Well, yeah, you're probably right, but that's not what happened.
Right.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. And so people are all like, Graham, talk about the impeachment stuff. That's it. Yeah. Like that's what you need to know.
So Bossert said this, and I thought it was really good, and I want to read it. He said, quote, you saw how frustrating and dividing it could be. The whole world is watching this. The removal of a president is a big and serious deal. But the removal of a president, and not only a democracy, but the biggest democracy, is really a weighty matter, and I hope that everyone can sift through the evidence and be careful, as I've seen a lot of people who rush to judgment this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there is no judgment. That's the thing.
They are claiming
to impeach the president proceedings over something that did not happen.
Right. What bugs me the most is that, you know, Pelosi got up there and she basically said, like, you know, our founding fathers, the Constitution, it was this like principled thing. But they are not interested at all in Biden and what Hunter Biden was doing in Ukraine.
Well,
they do not care. Push that aside.
You know, it can be argued, and this is the back door dirty politics side of it. It can be argued that the Democrats know that unless they take down Biden, Biden's going to get the nod for the DNC. And Biden will not beat Trump.
Right.
So there is the idea going around that how do we get rid of Biden and pave the way for Sanders and Warren? Now, I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast or if I talked about this on Rant Nation last week. But before the newest polls came out, I said Warren is catching steam.
Yeah.
Warren is going to get the nod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people blew me up over it. Well, the newest polls have come out, and now Warren is at 27% over Biden.
Yeah.
All right. Sanders is at 16% in number three. You put those together, it puts them over 44%, which is enough to get the DNC nomination. All right. So how do you take out Biden? You launch an impeachment proceedings against Trump, of which you know you're not going to win.
But that involves Biden.
But it involves directly Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden is going to be the one that ends up taking the biggest backlash over this thing.
Yeah.
And that's how you take out Biden.
The DNC, as soon as his teeth fell out, they're like, oh God, no, this can't work.
I'm not saying be a conspiracy theorist, but the more and more we're into this world, I am saying for everyone to just look at things, like step back and look at things, because we all know there's a lot of backdoor deals. We all know that there's a lot of things that happen. So just use your brain.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, look, go back to the previous podcast where I talk about where Trump is failing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trump is failing in the black female community, and he's also failing in the single childless women community. Who in the world on the DNC side could energize that? Warren is picking up steam, man. Yeah. She's everybody's favorite aunt, you know, kind of thing. She gets 20,000 people to show up in the middle of New York City. That's not a small crowd. Yeah. You guys have got to start paying attention to what's actually going on and not what your feelings are making you feel like is going on.
Yeah.
If Trump is losing in the female market, then how do you combat that? You combat it by getting a woman that can energize that demographic
audience
that Trump is failing in.
Yeah.
That's how you fight against Trump, is you get the Trump has 51% approval rating right now. That means 49% of the country does not like Donald Trump. So first and foremost thing you have to do if you're the DNC is you have to energize that 49%, right? You have to. And then all you got to do is convert 2%, and then you win.
Or try to impeach the president.
They're not going to impeach the president. They
know
they're not going to impeach the president.
I know that.
This is, mark my words here, this is the death nail for Biden. All right?
Yeah.
Maybe not today.
And Pelosi.
Maybe not tomorrow. But this is this is the nail in the coffin for Biden. And this paves the way for the two most aggressive Democratic socialists
to get his votes,
to get in there and to get his votes, right?
Too.
So Warren and Sanders will not get the nod for president. Okay. It's never going to happen.
He had it against Hillary and still didn't get it
because the DNC didn't want it.
Yes.
All right. But now they've got all this pressure from these crazy far leftists. So you put Warren as the president and you put Sanders as the VP. Mm-hmm. So now you've got the female vote, and you got the crazy far left Democratic socialist guy in there. That is a formidable opponent for Trump. And I will say this right now. I love Mike Pence. Think he's an awesome dude. If Warren gets the presidency nod from the DNC and selects Sanders as the VP, Trump has to pick another running mate.
Nikki Haley.
There's no option.
Yeah.
Because
Warren
is the president. What happened to Hillary in 2016 was she lost the female side because she didn't concentrate on it enough because she thought she had it in the bag.
Yep.
They will not make that same mistake again. So if it's Warren Sanders, you cannot have two dudes on the conservative side going against them because they will not win. Trump will have no choice but to name another running mate. And I think you got to go Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't even know. Well, I'm sure that they have started having these kind of conversations. What happens if? I think the worst possible outcome and the biggest battle is if Warren gets the nod.
Well,
I really do.
It would be interesting to have the first lady president and the first Native American president at the same time.
That would be
big news.
Yeah,
that would be
big news.
But yeah, I don't see it happening. And I'm not sure that she would pick Bernie. That would be a reasonable thing for the DNC to do, but I don't think she likes Bernie enough for that.
I don't think George Bush and Dick Cheney really liked each other at the end of the day.
I'm not like as a friend, but like his politics. You know, she's a very softer version of Bernie.
True.
I think she might pick a younger person.
I think the squad is much more influential than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
I think that the DNC, not Pelosi per se, but I think that the Democratic Party sees the writing on the wall and that things are a-changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like I said, this is, again, this is not me saying Donald Trump is going to lose. I think the exact opposite. I think we have to band together with a 2016 mentality again.
Yeah.
However, I'm saying that I think that the scarier opponent is a Warren Sanders combo.
That definitely is scarier.
That would be scary.
That's what I mean, yeah. That's what I see. And that's right now. And again, we're a long way out. But right now, the writing on the wall says
mm-hmm.
Warren is surging, and I think she picks. I think if she wins, I think that it will be pushed on her to get Sanders as the VP, because now you've got the what's the word I'm looking for? She ignites the female vote that mm-hmm. despises Trump. I said this last podcast, and everybody got pissed off at me. If you're listening to this podcast, you're not who I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. It's the other. It's the whole massive amounts of millions of votes that cannot stand Donald Trump. And then you get this new wave of you also have to remember, this is the first election where millennials are the main voters now. Trump's got the boomers, all right? Mm-hmm. He's got the boomer vote. Does he really have the millennial vote?
A lot of millennials are going for the moral.
He's got
high.
The Gen Z vote.
Yep.
But a lot of the Gen Z voters can't vote yet.
Yep.
So the millennial vote is who we're fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
And Warren Sanders for the millennial vote is real, real scary. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think the higher problem here is media. So the media coverage of all this stuff, yep. Hollywood is ran by the left.
Yep.
And speaking of...
And the squad has a big social following.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of corrupt people on the left and Trump's impeachment, Obama is going to produce a Netflix special
about
Trump's impeachment.
Figure.
Like,
wait, what?
How can we get these millennials when that's what they're watching
all
the time?
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me process that. Say
Obama,
that again. Yeah.
The Obama's got a contract with Netflix to produce documentaries.
Okay.
And one of them's going to be about Trump's impeachment. Like, that's
so
what we're up
you,
against.
Yeah, but listen to that. Okay, so the impeachment was just announced last week. So how can you already have a deal to direct a documentary with Netflix
just waiting.
About Trump's impeachment mm-hmm. when it was just announced
last
week?
I'm sorry, but what if he gets cleared of everything? They're still just going to do a documentary?
They don't believe he's
So they're going to do a documentary that could be false?
No. If he doesn't get impeached, they don't make the documentary. What I'm saying is, or it takes a different turn. They talk, it'd be like How to Make a Murderer or something like that.
I feel
that.
Like in general, the whole documentary is about
like
how he should be
but
impeached.
The point is, you don't come to a deal on a documentary in 7 days.
Right.
Yeah.
This was signed, sealed, delivered long before the impeachment. All we're saying is, ladies and gentlemen, you have to listen. You have to pay attention to these things.
Yeah.
Because all these things matter.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on a little bit and let's close this out.
Yep.
So I challenge everybody right now to go to Google. Go to Google search right now.
You want us to?
No. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And just type in men can.
Okay.
And watch the.
I'm excited.
Watch
I'm
the
doing
first
it.
Things that pop up.
Men can have periods. Ooh, gross.
Yeah, men can have babies.
Men
can get pregnant. Men can have periods. Men can have babies now. Men can cook.
Oh, I like mine. I got one that says, "Why are men so terrible?"
That's Google for you.
But do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not making this up. You type in men can.
Can men get pregnant?
And the top searches are men can have periods, men can have babies, all this other kind of stuff.
Wait a second. This says it's possible for men to become pregnant. In fact, it's probably a lot more common than you might think.
It's probably a lot more common. That's
all I'm saying is we wonder what's happening in the world.
And then on the fourth one down says, who made Gillette commercials?
Oh, my God.
Well, see, that ties back into the left.
I know. That's funny.
Media, Hollywood being controlled by leftists.
Yeah.
Even Google, the top source of tell me what is true.
Yeah.
Is ran by biased
people. You change what is accepted in the society, and society mm-hmm. starts to change. All right. I want to debunk the feminist movement really quick. With an article I saw the other day.
Okay.
A good man is hard to find, especially in this economy.
True.
Women are struggling to find men who make as much money as they do.
I don't have that struggle at all.
Doesn't that directly contradict
I tell you what,
this whole equality
pay gap
thing?
If you are a police officer or a social worker or a teacher, we have no trouble finding men who make more than
Well, what I'm saying is you get these women that are like, pay gap.
Yeah.
But then you got these women who are single in their mid to late 30s that are going, we just can't find a man that's got a good enough job.
Right.
Funny how that works.
It's weird.
A lot of feminists have a lot of trouble finding a man. Interesting. Yep. I find that
I had a
weird.
Feel-good story. Can we want to end on a feel-good?
Yeah.
Sure.
Did y'all see, you can go. It's
I already know what you're doing.
What Do it. Which one? We'll see if
it's
you're
the,
right.
It's the homecoming.
The Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all see the viral video of the guy in high school who has Down syndrome and his girlfriend does too? She's a cheerleader. And he took flowers and a big sign and asked her to go to homecoming with him. And it was the sweetest. Oh, like all the cheerleaders.
That's true.
Oh, it's really
that's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's the feel-good story.
Down syndrome is one of those things, man, that, you know, a lot of people have always said when something gets taken away, another thing gets amplified, you know, like people that lose their sight, their hearing becomes this, you know, kind of thing. People with Down syndrome, in my opinion, just represent such the best spirit,
the heart,
enjoying
of a
life.
Person.
Joy.
Yes.
You know what
joy.
I mean? Like
and
no,
like,
and they truly, love without stipulation. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like a child's love forever. That's one of the great things about kids. When a kid says they love you,
oh, you know it.
There ain't no. There's no strings attached
that's
to that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like they love fully and blindly. And it's just so cool to me to get to know those type of people because, I mean, they really can teach you something that you need to learn I'm about yourself and things. And so anyway.
So you should go watch it. Cause it's
you should go watch it. It's all over the internet right now. And it's a really good thing. Anyway.
Before we go, I got one more thing.
Oh, okay.
It's for the viewers only. This is going to be something. So I'm going to pull up a picture and you're going to find something in the picture. There's a leopard somewhere hiding in plain sight. Can y'all find it?
In plain sight?
Yep. It's right
there. I want to be Graham so bad. It's by the tree.
It's by the tree, which
I
is
win.
Right in the center. Yeah.
Do you
point
see it,
out.
Jake?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you
well, I already know
you.
Where it is. Sorry for you listeners.
Is it
you got to watch
the,
on YouTube.
In the bottom?
I'll zoom up a little bit more.
Is that him right there? The little thing?
I don't see anything. This is
I don't see it,
bull.
Jake.
There ain't nothing right there.
What's right there? That's no leopard.
That's a rock, man.
Oh, there it is. There, he's pointing it.
Well, zoom in. I don't believe that.
Uh-oh, we've gone to Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. There it is. Go back to the original now. Go back to the original.
Oh.
I don't believe that. That wasn't there. Go back to the original.
Is that the original?
No. Go to the original. Click on that. Oh, get out of here, man. They put that low quality photo. I apologize for all of you that stuck around for that just to get betrayed.
I won. That's all that matters.
Anyway, all right. Yeah. So if you want to know what we're talking about, you should go to YouTube and watch the video so you can find out.
All right. The leopard.
That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
Jake.
Instagram at producer_Jake.
And I am Graham Allen. You already know that because you're listening to my podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the Dear America podcast. And we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
See ya.